Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 5th of February, The Majesty of Christ the King. In our consideration of the steps of salvation, we have understood that the Son makes himself known to a believer. Highlighting this encounter, Jesus said, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." Christ manifests himself to us as the Lord and King. Describing the nature of this interaction and the response that this encounter demands, Jesus said, "Or what king, going to make war against another king, does not sit down first and consider whether he is able, with 10,000, to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple." On account of the fall, the whole of mankind became a kingdom of darkness under the rulership of Satan. Because of our sin, we became the enemies of God. Jesus Christ came into the world as the King of another kingdom, which is not of this world. We must all heed Jesus' instruction to send a delegation to ask for the conditions of peace. His conditions, which he makes known to us through his messengers, are that we must become a slave of righteousness or we will die in our sins. This is in fact the implication of the gospel of peace ministered through the Elijah ministry. All flesh is judged and perishing, but the word of the Lord, to which we are being delivered as slaves, endures forever. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 14, verse 21, Luke chapter 14, verses 31 to 33, John chapter 18, verses 33 to 37, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 24 and 25, and Isaiah chapter 40, verses 6 to 8. For further study, Romans chapter 6.